Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
30538.
I'm sorry, your phone's going in and out, ma'am.
30538.
And your first and last name, please.
Kimberly Bixby.
Kimberly. Okay. You said, what was the last name?
Big BBIXBY.
Could it be under another last name?
Do what?
Could it be under another last name?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What's your phone number, please?
770-894-1770.
Thank you. And do you have an account with us, ma'am?
Do I what?
Do you have an account with us?
I have no idea. I mean,
Can I help you?
I don't have a clue. I got an email from y'all and was trying to fill the survey answer and win thing out. And I filled it out and it went through and it just says one per person, which I haven't ordered the first thing. So I'm not sure why it's not going through to let me get the reward for answering y'all's survey.
And what is it saying now?
It says only one per person or something like that.
Oh, it's saying that you already ordered before. And you're saying you've never done it. And you're saying you never done it. Okay, gotcha.
Right. Yeah. So I don't understand. I mean, I got the email, got through everything. It confirmed my IP and all that stuff, and it won't go through.
Okay, let me look and see. Now, it won't be no way where we can place it or do anything. Try to switch up your information.
I have done that multiple times this morning already, trying to put a different address, put a different email. Nothing's working.
You said nothing is working?
Right. I mean, I've switched it up a couple of times, and I even switched which card I would pay for the shipping, and that didn't matter either.
So did you try a different card?
I did.
Well,
it didn't work either.
Okay, let me see what's
so going. I don't understand. I'm really confused because, I mean, I don't know.
All right, no problem. Let me double check. Would you allow me one moment, please?
My phone number?
No, I said, would you allow me one moment, please?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You one moment, please.
Okay.
You one moment, please. All right, yeah. So what they stated is try different. What web browser are you using?
Do what now?
What web
What web
browser?
browser? And Google Chrome. That's the only one I ever use.
Okay. So what they're telling me to tell you to do is go ahead and let's see. Try a different web browser. Give it like 30 minutes because while you're trying it back to back, that's why it's probably giving you that same error message.
Well, see,
once
what
you keep
I do
trying
is
it.
y'all sent me an email and I'm clicking the
Oh, maybe you
link
need to
in
do
the
it from,
email.
yeah, maybe that's why you don't
Yeah.
need to do it from that email. Let me see if I can.
But I don't know how to do it because y'all sent the email. There's a link in the email. And then it just goes straight to Google Chrome because that's how I set it up my computer.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me see. Just allow me one moment.
Okay.
All right, I'm still here, okay? All right. Let me see. I'm trying to see if I get that because I know the website. Okay, so what you're going to do is type in GRAB.
Okay, hold on. Let me do this. GRAB.
Mm-hmm. B I T E S H U B .com.
So grab and then B I T E and then S H U B .com.
Correct.
Okay, I must be typing it wrong because it says it can't be reached. So G R A B, B is in Victor, I is in igloo.
B as
okay.
In B as in boy.
B instead of the B. Okay. So Bathtub is the name of it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm there.
All right, so that's where you're going to try it that way.
Okay, how do I get to what I was trying to get a Dyson vacuum. It's like it just, and this is a Bathtub. It just says sign up today and it shows a bunch of food. This does not sound like the website.
Would you allow me one moment, please?
Okay.
All right. So we don't do the Dyson vacuum, so I wouldn't know the direct information for that. Because it's not something.
Hey, I don't know what to do because I got the, well, it has y'all's phone attached to it. Because when I got the email and I click get started now, it has, you know, claim reward, which input your information in, and it has y'all's phone number is how I got your phone number associated with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because sometimes, I mean, because we have the mere balance part, but we don't do anything as far as that.
Okay, I'm not sure why. Yeah, I'm not sure why it would have your phone number associated with it because it's, I don't know. Because it does say BITPUB customer service and has your number, but it's on the Dyson for the vacuum cleaner. Because it's Klein Dyson V11. And then when I did that and put all my information in, it's just telling me basically it's not doing it. It's, you know, I put my card number in and then it basically says one per person, which I've, you know, I don't understand.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's not showing us anything right now, so. And it's nothing
yeah,
we can
do
as far as that. That's what I'm saying.
Say that again.
It's nothing we can do as far as that. The Dyson vacuum, because we don't handle that at all.
That's the only thing that comes up. There's not choices. This is the only choice.
Okay. All right. Well, I do apologize, ma'am. Again, it's not, that's not the mere balance part is the only thing we handle.
You only handle what?
The mere balance part.
What do you mean, the mere balance part?
That's the only part we have, that's the mere balance.
Okay, because when I click it, it says we apologize, but this offer is limited to one per person, and I've not done this.
Right.
So I don't understand. I'm not sure why I got the email with all the information, and then it won't let me do it.
All right, well, yeah, I do apologize, ma'am. It's nothing we can do, so you just have to try to keep doing it through that email because we're going to handle the Dyson vacuum.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.